All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Right After Thrones here. Another preview podcast coming at you ahead of season 8. First and foremost, Curry, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here. We are 13 days away from the season 8 premiere, and I'm stoked.
It's a thing of beauty, for sure. So we started this little thing, and now it's March. We had it in our mind, this March Madness is going to be going on. But Curry, give the listeners a little debrief of what we've been doing if they haven't been following along, and what they'll hear on this pod.
So on our Twitter, it's at Right After GOT, we've been doing for a couple weeks now what we like to call Valar Morghulis Madness.
Yes.
So it's not exactly a tournament, it's more of just some polls, but we wanted to get our finger on the pulse of our listeners, our fans, and see what you guys think. So basically, we've been running polls for almost every living character that's of some relative importance. And we've just been asking flat out, will they die during the final season of Game of Thrones?
Exactly. All men must die. But we'll see if they're actually going down in season 8. We started this back on January 14th. So a long road to get here today. Like you said, 13 days until the premiere of season 8 here. So Curry, I'm going to tee these up for you. Like you said, we ran polls. We have a lot of data here. A lot of followers. Thank you, everyone, for voting, giving your opinion, making a stand. A lot of people responded, retweeted, shared everything, so we appreciate that very much. But I'm going to run down. We have about 7 characters left that haven't been publicized in polls yet, which we'll get to at the end, but we'll start with the first character we put up, which was Tormund Giantsbane. We saw him very last scene of last episode. Curry, give us a little bit on that.
So, yeah, we started out with Tormund, and this was before the trailer, obviously, so we weren't sure if he survived last season, if we were going to see him at all, or if it was just going to open up season 8 on his corpse or something.
Yeah, back from the dead.
Yes, but since we saw the trailer, we've seen that he did survive Eastwatch's collapse. That being said, I still think he's going to die this season, mainly because, and this will be a pretty common reasoning that we give for this, is he's right in that sweet spot where he's, you know, he's an important character, but he's not, you know, vital to the end game.
Exactly.
But he's just important enough that it's going to hurt you. It's going to cut you a little bit to see him die.
Especially with the Brienne.
Yeah, like, yeah. You know, you've grown to like Tormund and root for Tormund, you know, since he's become, you know, a good character. And so, yeah, I think he's going to go down.
And the people agree with you. The people came in with 68% saying dead. Once again, this was before the trailer, so a little built-in push towards the dead there because people thought, you know, maybe he went down with the wall over there at Eastwatch. But 68% dead, 32% say survive. So that's character one, Tormund Giantsbane. Character two, Beric Dondarrion. 88% saying dead, 12% saying survive. Go ahead, Curry. Tell us a little bit about this.
So Beric Dondarrion, he's died multiple times already.
Exactly.
He's been brought back. And Thoros of Myr, he died last season.
His priest, yeah.
That's, you know, that's Beric's lifeline. So if Beric goes down, he's not coming back, most likely. That being said, again, I saw him with Tormund in the trailer. He's also with Tormund. We know that he's a staunch believer in the Red God, the Lord of Light. And he kind of just says, you know, what will be, you know, I'm following the orders of the Red God. So he's kind of the guy, he doesn't really fear death. He's going to do what he's ordered to do.
And he feels like he's living out fate, living out destiny.
Exactly. So he is definitely a prime candidate to die this season in battle or, you know, heroically.
Yeah.
I would say, with some confidence, I think he's going down.
88%, like I said, all in agreement with you, Curry. 12% say survive. Let's go to character three. Character three, Ed Tullett, acting Lord Commander of the Night's Watch. Will he die in the final season here? The public says, third straight in a row, public say dead. 75%, so 3 out of 4 people saying he's going down. Curry, what's your take?
This is a tough one because he's not quite as important as the other two characters. He's not as well known.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we've seen Jon's other friends in the Night Watch, you know, most of them died back in the battle against the wildlings in the wall.
Yeah.
Ed's one of the few that survived that. So he's had close calls in the past. I think he's going to go down just because after this whole Battle of Winterfell thing, I'm not sure the wall and the Night's Watch will really be a thing anymore. So
yeah.
I don't know. I just think this story would make sense for Ed to go down.
Okay, let's move it along here. Character 5, Gendry. This is the first one we get where the public says survive. 71% of the public say survive. Give him the thumbs up there. Tell us a little bit about Gendry, where he's at right now. We've seen him in the trailer and his outlook for season 8.
Yeah, so Gendry, we saw him in the trailer. He was in charge of the smiths, the blacksmiths, making armor, making weapons.
Cooking it up.
In preparation for the Battle of Winterfell. I am with the public on this one. I think Gendry survives. I think the public and probably just human nature in general is to kind of root for people to survive. You know, the people you like, you really want them to survive. You're not going to put, you know, dead on.
And he's got a little bit of like fandom behind him.
Yeah. So people like Gendry, you know, he's a strapping young lad, you know, people are a fan of Gendry.
We've seen him grow up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been around. He's been through a lot. People, you know, he's a good guy overall. So I would like to see Gendry survive, and I do think he will survive.
Is he in that sweet spot, though?
He is. I agree. Yeah, he's in that target range of just important enough but not vital to the end game. So, he could go down. I mean, anyone could.
Yes.
Valar Morghulis. I'm with the public on this
one.
I think Gendry survives.
Got it. National Pi Day in the UK came around here. January 23rd, 2019, we had to give our guy Hot Pie a touch here. And the public, you know, I think this could be another one of the heartstrings. Not 67% say Hot Pie survives. I don't know if we're seeing Hot Pie this season, but what do you think?
So, yeah, the big thing with this one, again, it was Pie Day. Hot Pie is a beloved character. I don't know if we're even going to see Hot Pie. He is below this, you know, target zone of matters. You know, enough to die. Like Hot Pie, it doesn't matter at all if he lives or survives.
No.
Or lives or dies. And, you know, funny character, enjoyable.
He's right above, you know, Ed Sheeran on the on the importance range.
Him and Arya have, you know, a cute little relationship. I don't think we see Hot Pie, and if we do, I think he survives.
Yeah, there's no need to.
Just, yeah, no reason to kill him off.
I know. It is Game of Thrones, though.
Yeah.
Here we go. Number 6. Hang on one sec. Go. You can pull number 6 real quick.
Number 6, yeah, sure. I don't have the poll, but number 6 is Qyburn,
yeah,
who's the acting maester for Cersei at King's Landing, kind of her hand of the king.
Here we go. Okay. 90% say dead.
I was gonna say, yeah, the public was strongly in favor of Qyburn dying, and again, this is, you know, kind of rooting for characters you don't like to die.
90%. That's the highest we've had.
That's very high. Qyburn, look, I get it. People don't like him, and he is old. He could die of old age. Like the rare maester dying of old age. We've seen it once, but yeah, it's pretty rare. Qyburn, the only way he doesn't die is if Cersei ends up
winning.
The winner, and that's just highly unlikely.
I'd say it's about 10%, probably less.
Yeah, so I would say Qyburn is definitely going down.
Got it. 7 here. We're back on track. Sorry about the little mishap. Lyanna Mormont. Talk about one that's going to play at the heartstrings of people here. She took the series by storm in a few scenes before, and 75% say survives.
So, again, yeah, Lyanna Mormont, big fan favorite, you know, fierce little girl. But we know that she sees herself as a warrior, and she's going to be in the battle against the undead, against the White Walkers. So she's definitely at risk to go down. That being said, she is a little girl. Like, she's, you know, like 8 or 9. Like,
yeah.
It's really tough to see, you know, the showrunners killing off a child, basically,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
In war. So I'm going to say that she survives.
She survives. Or I think that if she goes down like a month. We're not going to get like an individual, like, on-screen death of her. You know, maybe she goes down with a whole room of people or something. But I don't think we're getting that on-screen death.
Maybe if, you know, I mean, again, I think she'll be in the battlefields. But maybe if the women and children are, you know, hiding in the crypts.
We do see
like
a little
see,
bit of that in the trailer.
You know, maybe they'll just show the aftermath of what happens down there, and you know, she'll be among them.
R.I.P. We'll see. All right. You call this guy a half-brain before we got on the air. Robin Arryn. Where is he at right now? And then what do you think his forecast is for this
season?
So,
Robin Arryn, the acting, he's the Lord of the Vale, just had his Uncle Peter, you know, is the only really person that he likes or looks up to in, in this world, just had him get assassinated by Arya, you know.
Snip, snip.
Yeah, on the sentenced throat. To death. So I think Robin, again, he's a half-breed. He's so dumb. He has no redeemable qualities other than that he's John Arryn's son. And the ruler of the Vale.
Yeah, the whole rule, his only thing is kind of like, do they have to answer to him?
So I don't think he'll be involved in the battle. I think he's too young and dumb and like, they just kind of, he's too vulnerable of a
he's
human
senseless,
being to,
yeah.
to put into the, he's a liability. You don't want him out there.
Yeah. He's a net negative.
So I actually think he's going to survive. I don't think the public agree with me on that.
Public says 76% dead.
Yeah, so I think he's going to survive just because, you know.
I don't even know if he's see him again.
I think we'll definitely see him.
Think we'll see him again?
Yeah, but I think he survives. But yeah, he could die. I mean, he's in that range, but like you don't care about him enough. He's like just below the part where it's like, you know, it'll hurt. Like it won't hurt. Like it's fine.
You might laugh about it, honestly.
Yeah, but I think he'll survive.
Got it. Moving on. Number 9, Gilly this season. Does she survive? What? Give us an update where she's at. I'll tell you, the public says 63% she's alive at the end of the season. And what's your outlook on her for the season?
Yeah, so Gilly and Sam are pretty inseparable, so they're together in Winterfell. she also has Little Sam, who we'll just combine these two here. So Little Sam is number 10 on the list after Gilly, and I think both of them are going to survive. Again, Little Sam, he's a baby. I don't think
the Night King's after
baby.
Him, though.
But Little Sam, he was once, you know. Offered up to the Night King as a sacrifice to, you know, we assume to be turned into a White Walker. So yeah, so
he's kind of got a target on.
So
on
Little
his,
Sam,
little
he back. Might he might be targeted by the Night King. Gilly could, you know, defend Little Sam against the Night King. We see both of them in the crypts of Winterfell in the preview. But I think both of them survive.
I think Sam definitely survives. So I think. It's a package deal almost.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't see not it's two of them going down and not Sam. So I'll be with you on that. All right, moving along here. 11, Jorah Mormont. 77% say. I'll tell you, 77% went one way. What way do you think they went?
I think 70%+ say he dies.
Yes, that is correct.
He is in that perfect target range. You care about. You care about him. He's been around for, you know, since the start. But what more does
friend
he,
zoned? We've seen him be
friend
zoned on national television.
Loves Daenerys. Will do anything for her.
I think that might be his downfall.
That could be his downfall. Really, what more does he really have to offer other than, you know, he is Daenerys's, you know,
and we do
ride
see
or die.
We do see him using the sword that Sam hijacked. It was kind of rightfully his.
Yeah. So Sam. Gives Jorah his family's Valyrian steel sword, and we see that in the trailer that he's using it.
That's his only real.
So yeah, I mean, we don't want to see someone using a Valyrian steel sword die and lose that sword, but I think throughout the season, maybe he survives the Battle of Winterfell, but I don't think he survives the season.
Yeah, I don't think we're final credits are rolling in. Jorah Mormont's still
he's
here.
He's in that perfect zone of this character does not need to be around. You know, he's very
expendable.
Yeah, he's expendable.
Got it. 12. Moving along here. Edmure Tully, 73% say dead. Update us on where he is and what his outlook is.
So, Edmure Tully, we don't really know where he is.
Exactly.
I mean, the last we saw him was when he went to the Riverlands.
Yeah.
River Run. He went to River Run and had the troops that were there defending it, Blackfish, his uncle, he had them surrender Riverrun to the Lannisters, to Jaime Lannister.
Give it up.
And that, you know, he was the rightful lord of Riverrun, so that's why they listened and surrendered. So that was the last we saw.
Do we see him this season?
Gun to my head.
Tough one.
Gun to my head, I'm saying no. There's so much other more important characters and issues that need to be touched on in the little time we have. So I don't think we see him. If we do, it's not going to be a pivotal role. So the last we saw him, he was still a prisoner of, you know, the Freys slash the Lannisters. Oh, but that being said, we haven't seen him since Arya slaughtered the Freys. So if he was held captive by the Freys and in their cells, then he's probably free right now. But I think the Lannisters still have him. I think he's still a prisoner for them.
Got it. We'll move on.
That being said, I think he survives. Did we say that?
We didn't say that.
What did the public say?
The public said on Edmure Tully, 73% dead. I'm just not that confident we're going to see Edmure Tully
die. Yeah, I don't know if we see him, and he might just be someone like the Lannisters have and have captured, and they just kill him because they have nothing to lose.
I think it's like almost like a hot pie thing, where if we see him, we're not going to see screen time used on his death as if it's that important.
Yeah, I think he survives.
Okay, Dario.
This is a tough one because I don't even know if we see him. You know, last we saw Dario.
60-40, public split. Which way do you think they're split?
Survives.
Dead.
Okay.
A lot of death.
And I think that's probably just the nature of the
final
polls.
Season of Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Dario, last we saw, he was left in Meereen with the Second Sons to kind of maintain order for Daenerys at the Bay of Dragons.
Kind of a tough deal for him.
Yeah. I mean, he was kind of her boy toy, her lover.
Yeah.
He kind of got the short end of the stick there.
Which kind of makes me think that's the kind of thing I'm hanging on to. Like, this guy kind of just got dissed. Not dissed, but
I could see him showing up at the Second Sons if he gets word of you know, Daenerys needs help in this battle against either Cersei and the Gold Company or the White Walkers and the Army of the Dead. We saw last season with the Pace, you know, news travels fast and people travel just as fast. So, yeah, he could show up, you know, episode one, episode two, who knows. But
backdoor. Battle of King's Landing, something.
So he very well could. It wouldn't make much sense in terms of, like he was told to keep the peace in Meereen and Slaver's Bay.
Do your thing.
If he leaves, then, you know, Slaver's Bay is gone, basically.
Yeah.
But also, if the White Walkers win, then, you know, what's the point?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. So I don't know. I think if we do see him, I think we do see him.
You think we do?
It's tough.
If we do see him, I don't think we see him make the trip and die.
Yeah, I think if we see him, he survives. I think he's going to survive.
All right, we got it. Let's move on. Mira Reed. We'll talk theories in another pod about Mira Reed.
So this is a tough one. I think she survives just because earlier in, I forget what season exactly, but the Children of the Forest, Leaf, I think her name was, she told Mira that Bran needs you. Like, you know, she's kind of feeling sorry for herself. She's like, you know, Bran just sits here by the tree all day, you know, looking up visions. What am I, you know,
I'm a loser.
Why am I here? Yeah. And she says, you know, Bran needs you. So we haven't really seen how or why Bran needs her yet.
Except for, when she wheels him out.
Well, yeah. Other than physically, transporting him.
When Hodor goes down.
I feel like there's kind of like a higher power, higher calling there for Mira. Not what you're thinking, but just in terms
I'm giving
of
Curry the face.
In terms of, you know, for Bran, with Bran, I think there's something that she needs to do. So,
and if you think Bran's going to make it, I think Mira Reed's making it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think Mira's going to make it.
Got it. Let's keep cooking here. 15. We're rolling through. Only 19 minutes into the pod, which is nice. Melisandre.
So this is kind of an easy one for me. Saying no doubt about it, she is dead.
Really?
Yeah, she's dead, for sure.
And what makes you say that? Because I'm going to tell you, the public agrees, 85%, one of the highest we saw, all polling dead.
So, the last we saw her, John banished her.
Boom.
Because, you know, Ser Davos found out that she sacrificed Shireen.
He picks up the wood.
So, John banishes her and says, if I see you again, I'm going to kill you. She says she's going to go to Volantis, or at least, you know, to Essos. And so their strike one is that you're on John's bad side. He's going to kill you if he sees you. Strike two is what she says to Varys, that she says, I have to die in this strange country just as you do. So she says she's going to return to Westeros and that she has to die there.
She has to die.
So that's two. And three is when she sees Arya. This is all the way back in, I think it's season two, could be season three.
Yeah.
She says to Arya, you know, something about eyes. She says, you know, there's
different colors.
Yeah, she says, I look in your eyes, you know, there's brown eyes, green eyes, you know.
Which makes sense. Huge foreshadowing to her wearing faces.
She says, you know, there's darkness in those eyes. We will meet again. That's the last thing she says to Arya is, we will meet again. So there's foreshadowing there. Arya might be the one to kill her. But that's three.
She gets on Arya's list because
she takes Gendry.
Exactly.
So there's three big reasons right there why I think Melisandre is going to die. If you want to throw in a fourth, she's like 500 years old.
Yeah.
She could die of old age.
Exactly.
You know?
So, necklace comes off for too long. It's, you know, she's no good.
So right. I think she's going down.
I like it. I like it a lot. Sound reasoning. Let's move on here. 16. We have Varys. We just talked about him.
So
the spider.
Yeah, so again, what Melisandre's quote to Varys before she left was, you know, I have to die in this strange country just as you do. So
Varys, he's a very interesting character.
Yeah, so Varys, we know he hates magic and anyone involved in any sort of, you know, sorcery, dark magic, anything like that. So that's why he does not get along with Melisandre to begin with.
Correct.
And that's because of, you know, way back his you know, yeesh, becoming a eunuch was by some sort of sorcerer.
Sorcery gone wrong.
Yeah, and he heard a voice in the flame, and, you know, and Melisandre says that to him, you know, you heard the voice in the flames, Varys, and, you know, and Varys is like, how does she know this? Like, so he's creeped out by Melisandre. She knows something about him that no one else does. I think Varys dies this season. He's not a fighter. Obviously, we know that.
He's a smart guy, though.
But, yeah, he's a smart guy. He is... He's up there with Littlefinger in terms of guys who pull the strings and you know, make moves in the realm.
He's like a less hateable Littlefinger.
Yes, but I think he dies this season.
65% of the public agrees dead for the spider. Moving along, 17 here, Ser Davos Seaworth. Does he die?
Now, this is one of those ones.
67% of the public say one way.
I'm going to say that he survives because they're rooting for him.
Exactly.
And this is a tough one because you don't want to see Davos die. He's one of the truly good guys throughout the series.
Beautiful.
Just honorable, always does the right thing. And now he's on Jon's side and everyone loves Jon too. So it's tough to say that Davos is going to die.
He's in that sweet spot.
But he is right there in terms of not that vital to the end game. But, you know, you will be choked up if he dies.
And he's going to be battling. He's going to be battling.
Yeah, he's in battle in a leadership position. So I think Davos is going to die. And I think it's going to hurt. But I hope I'm wrong. But I would say that Davos goes down.
Got it. I agree with you. I'm going to go on the record and agree with you there. Disagree with the public. Understand the votes for, you know, their guy, rooting for your guy. But I think it's just another sweet spot. It's just... I'm living in that sweet spot like you are. Theon Greyjoy, 18, moving on. 71% say dead. Update us where he's at, what he's doing, and any outlook.
So last we saw Theon, he, you know, had an emotional talk with Jon, and then afterward he went down and kind of rallied his own men by beating one of his own men to death with his bare hands and said, we're going to go save, you know, save Yara, we're going to go save our queen.
Hype video.
Yeah, that was, you know, the first victory for Theon in a while. So Theon is going to save Yara, who last we saw was captured by Euron and paraded around the streets of King's Landing and presented to Cersei as a gift along with the Sand Snakes. Actually, I think Euron kept her and gave the Sand Snakes to Cersei.
Yara's next, so you can include her in your prediction.
Okay, so I'll include both of them. So I think Theon dies. I think this is kind of the completion of his redemption arc, that he sacrifices himself while saving Yara or saving someone else. But I just based off what we know now, which isn't much, I think he's going to save Yara and he'll die. And honestly, like that'll be a completion of his arc because he was one of the most hated characters for
selfish.
A couple seasons. You know, before Ramsay and before Joffrey really hit his stride, Theon was like the main villain when he like betrayed the Starks. He's come a long way, and I think he'll complete his arc and kind of go down a martyr.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think that complete arc with going from selfish play to selfless play, and that's how he goes out. I think he's dead. Yara, I think that's a tough one. Any leaning for you on Yara?
Leaning towards survival. Again, I think Theon will sacrifice himself for Yara. But it could go either way.
Yeah, she's a 50-50. I don't feel...
Like, she has a little bit of, like, not end game, but a little bit of, like, the politics of Westeros because, you know, she did negotiate with Daenerys that the Iron Islands, you know, she would be the ruler and they would kind of be their own thing. So there's a little bit of importance there, but, you know, she could go either way. I would say she survives just based on the fact, I think, that Theon dies.
Now, if I told you that the person who was most in the polls to die was Euron Greyjoy, would you be surprised? Because 96% of people said Euron was going down.
I think, like, when I first hear that, I would be surprised. But if you think about it, he's kind of like Qyburn. Is in what scenario does he not die?
Yeah.
And the only one I really can think of, well, obviously there's one, is if Cersei wins and he's, you know, on Cersei's side and they win.
Cersei's king?
Two would be if he betrays Cersei, which he could. I mean, he's
got no real allegiance.
Yeah, so I don't know. He could go either way, but I just with the public, as the public says, I think it's likely that he dies. I don't think he's a villain. I don't think that the villains are gonna survive.
So. I think emphatic dead for me. Let's move it along here. Grey Worm. This is, I think, almost as emphatic for me.
Yeah, this is, I think, a layup, a slam dunk. I think Grey Worm is dead. We see in the trailer him and Missandei having their emotional moments, and that's just, you know, sealing it right there.
Like, yeah, signed his fate.
He's had his close calls. He's been heroic. We know he's a great warrior, a great fighter. He's going to be in the battle. But he's not important enough to survive, just likable and important enough to die, and I think he's going to die. Like, it's simple.
66% say dead. I think it would be much higher if you took the heart out of it. And I agree. He's going down. Now his lover, Missandei, coming up dead or alive. Public says survives.
Yeah, I think she survives.
I think so, too.
Again, she's not going to be involved in the battles. She's going to be Daenerys' right-hand woman the whole time. So I don't think there's much risk to her throughout this.
You're tired of Dany, and you think if Dany's making it, she's making it.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of, yeah. If someone kills Daenerys, then I think Missandei might not make it, but that's really the only way. If Daenerys survives the battles, then Missandei is going to survive.
Podrick Payne, almost 50-50 split. 56% say survives. Just give us a quick update with where he's at and quick outlook.
So, Podrick, we see in the trailer that he's with Brienne. That's where he left off. He's Brienne's squire.
Yep.
So, in the trailer, he's with Brienne. And I think he is going to... this is a tough one.
It's 50-50 split.
He's very likable, but he's also not that important. So this is going to be tough. And we know he's not a very good fighter.
No.
He's been training with Brienne. He did save Tyrion, though, back in Blackwater. This is tough. I flip a coin. I think he's going to die.
All right, Brienne of Tarth. Another split.
This is another one.
57% say survive.
You know, great warrior. She's going to be in the battle. We know.
We see Jaime yelling in the trailer.
Yeah, between Jaime and Podrick and Tormund even, we know there's a lot of people who care about Brienne and a lot of people who would be affected by her death.
She's supposed to watch over the Stark girls.
She's sworn her allegiance to, you know, every person in the show, but most recently to Sansa and Arya. And I think that...
she's sweet spot for me.
She is in the sweet spot. And she's a very popular character. So this one would hurt a lot. It's tough.
it's going to be on the record.
This is on the record right now. I think that Brienne of Tarth survives.
Survives.
Yeah.
I'll split you. I think she's dead.
All right. We hedged.
We hedged. Bronn, another one. 56-45. They say dead. I don't think we see him.
So Bronn, yeah, we're definitely going to see him. Okay. And I think he's going to die. So, the public is pretty split on this. I'm not. I think it should be a lot heavier in favor of he's going to die. And that's again, he is like the perfect character for, you care about him, but he's not that important.
Doesn't get his castle?
No, he's not going to get his castle and his women and his gold.
He's been promised a lot.
Here's the thing with Bronn. One, he's not in the trailer at all.
Yes, that's why I asked.
One of the few characters we don't see at all. Two, so last we saw him in the finale, he was working for the Lannisters. He was part of like the welcoming committee.
Yep.
So he's working for the Lannisters, and he does not go with Jaime. Jaime, you know, at the end of the season, he goes north to fight with the for Winterfell with the Living. We do not see Bronn with him. So
he's going solo.
So if Bronn is in King's Landing with Cersei, I mean, she has no reason to trust him, really. So I could see him being killed by Cersei and by those people. Or I could see, you know, when push comes to shove, when the battle comes south, I could see him going down in that battle. So I think Bronn is going to die this
year. I think he's on the wrong side of history and when everything goes down, for sure. All right. Sandor Clegane, the Hound.
The Hound.
On a razor's edge, 51% of the public say dead.
Yeah.
49 survive.
This is another tough one.
A lot of fire around him in the trailer. A
lot of fire. He's had his close calls. And the only thing really left for him as a character is Clegane Bowl with his brother. So I think the Hound dies this season. I do think he wins Clegane Bowl, but I just
think... If there is one, you think there's going
to
be one?
I think there has to be. I think how else is the Mountain going to go? Is Arya going to kill the Mountain? Maybe.
Is the Mountain going to kill Arya?
No, but I think Sandor Clegane. I think the Hound. I think he dies this season. But going to the next character, who's Gregor Clegane, I think the Mountain kills the Hound in Clegane Bowl.
Wow! But doesn't survive the whole series.
Because
93%, right up there in Euron territory, say dead for the Mountain.
Yeah, I mean,
which is, if you tie yourself to Cersei, I think you're getting voted dead.
Yeah, we've seen that with Qyburn, with Euron, and now, of course, with
Wow. So
with
Tim Curry predicting Clegane Bowl, and the Mountain to win.
No, the Hound to win.
Oh, you think the Hound's going
to win? I think they're both going to die, but I think the Hound wins.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I misheard you there. All right, let's move on there after that. A little bit of a change up here. Drogon to die this season.
Yes.
62% say survives.
So
I think it's a bad call by the public.
I think, and the next two, we have Drogon and Rhaegal.
Yeah.
I think that both dragons are done this season.
And I think
If you want to count Viserion, and you know, we'll say that all three are done. I think that, you know,
we're in agreement here.
I think in the end game here, the dragons are huge, and they're going to be pivotal in the battle against the White Walkers. But I think that, you know, when all is said and done, like these dragons are like the ultimate weapon, like an atomic bomb of some sort, and I think that the world can't really handle them. Kind of, you know, post White Walkers, post Cersei, when everything is all said and done. So I'm not saying that like Dany's going to kill her own dragons; she would never do that. But I just think they're not going to survive the battles.
I agree. I think I don't see us leaving this series. What is it? 8 weeks from now, whatever it may be, 7 weeks from now. And, oh, yeah, there's still a dragon flying around Westeros. Like, that's the end all. Like, they still have that dragon. I think we're going out with no dragons left. Got it. Ghost. Talking about animals here.
This one would really hurt. One, we haven't seen him in a while. I think we're definitely going to see him this season.
He's made so many plays for us.
He's been huge. He's saved Sam on countless times. He's saved Jon. He saved Bran one time,
yep.
I think. And, yeah, I just – oh, my – I can't bring myself to say right now that Ghost is going to die. Like, I'm going to put on my fan hat for a second and say –
because he's in the sweet spot.
Ghost survives because – oh, man. Because I – that one's going to hurt. That one's going to hurt so much if he does die. So I can't bring that much hurt on you guys right now. But –
I'll split you.
I think he's going to survive.
Down. I'd say he goes down. I think he's in the sweet spot that we love to say. People go down I'll take a ghost death as much as I don't.
And we only have two direwolves left. We have ghosts and of course Nymeria running around somewhere
with her crew.
Yeah, but
do we get a Bran warg into ghosts?
I don't think so. I don't think so. No,
none
I think
that.
That's like.
We don't got time for that.
You can't warg into Jon's wolf, you know. I think
that's a little fudged up.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. I want your shed. And I got a Kleenex over there here for your tears here on Ghost. Samwell Tarly. I think this might be the most over. my most confident survives, Samuel Tarly.
So I agree with you here. I think Samuel Tarly will 100% survive. He's not a fighter. We know this.
Nope.
But with him and Brand, they're both in these like niche roles that no one else can really play. Like
exactly,
no one else can be Samuel Tarly, the you know maester in training, whatever
knowledge
you want to call him, he reads and finds things that no one else has seen and no one else knows. Comes up clutch with these little factoids that you know they need the history. They need someone in that role at the end of this, you know, and I think Sam's going to survive.
And the niche. I love you said the niche role thing because. Who can sit on the Iron Throne? There's actually like a few people that could do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Who could, you know, but who could play the role Bran's got to play? I don't know. Who, but even longer term than Bran, I think, who can play the Samuel Tarly role? No one, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I also think there's a George R. R. Martin factor.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of parallels between Sam and George R. R. Martin.
And like him getting propped up.
Yeah, so a lot of people say that Sam kind of, you know, Martin molded Sam after himself.
Exactly.
He's, you know, he's the
bookworm,
the intellectual. He's not the hero that you, I mean, he's heroic, but he's not the hero.
Exactly.
If that makes sense. So.
Got it. Let's move on. Sansa Stark. This one would actually, I think you might.
So I love Sansa Stark. Confessions.
Walk off the pot.
and I think that she's going to survive. And now, on this is kind of weird that I noticed, like, this offseason, never noticed before, but maybe it's just because it kind of just occurred this offseason, but Sansa has a lot of haters on Twitter, and it's like the Daenerys fans, they all hate the Sansa fans, and they all hate
really?
Sansa. Yeah. And it's weird. Like, I'm deep in that Twitter following on our Twitter page.
I like
that. And, like, what people, I don't think, get is that Sansa is... She's so important to everything.
Is she?
Not necessarily like the Iron Throne important, but the politics of Westeros, Winterfell especially, because one, you know, she's a Stark. There
oldest
must always
Stark?
Be a Stark.
Oldest
in Winterfell.
Living Stark?
Oldest living Stark, although, you know, they go by sons and daughters, but if you ignore the fact that if you throw Bran out because he's neutral,
Bran.
He's a three-eyed raven. You throw Jon out because he's a Targaryen, although yep. he does have Stark blood. That puts Sansa in, you know, in the throne of Winterfell, in charge of Winterfell, and she's learned from so many people throughout the series how to play this game, more so than anyone else. She's learned from Cersei. She's seen Littlefinger and learned from Littlefinger, so she knows how this game is played. She knows not to trust people.
She even says to John last season, just in a rewatch, where he was trying to like kind of map out and like plan. Like she's like, I've seen Cersei.
Yeah.
He's like, you sound like you admire. She's like, no, but I learned from her.
Yeah,
I see how she operates, and she succeeds.
Yeah. So Sansa's very important. She's also kind of, I've seen her referred to as the key to the North because again, you know, she's like the rightful heir to Winterfell. So like, whoever ends up on the Iron Throne. If Sansa's around, you know, you don't want to be against her. Like, you want to be on her side. So I think Sansa's very important. I think she's going to survive.
I think there's a very strong chance this series ends with Sansa Stark running shop up at Winterfell.
Yes, I agree. I could see her being, you know, the Queen of the North.
Exactly. 76% agree with us. Sansa Stark survives. Final one we've got put out right now is her sister, younger sister, Arya Stark. 77% say one way. Which way do you think it is?
Survives. She's a fan favorite. I'm sure everyone's rooting for her to survive.
Got it. Are you rooting for her to survive?
Now, you know, I'm a big Sansa fan, but with that, I'm kind of not so much an Arya fan.
Got it.
And it's nothing against Arya specifically, like anything about her. It's nothing about her personality, but it's just that I'm very much...
anti-cheat code?
Yeah, we're not Bran fans. I'm not a Bran fan because I think, you know, he's kind of a cheat code. He's got too much power. It's inexplicable. Arya is not nearly as much as Bran, but is similar in her Faceless Man training. So she went through Faceless Man training, and she was always Arya the whole time. We know this, you know, and she's Arya now. You know, she's using her Faceless Man training for her own personal gain, which that's not really, that's not what the Faceless Man want. That's not what they intended.
What do they intend?
they intend, you know, you have to be no one. You have to give up all your personal sense of self and belongings.
She's playing
identity.
Both sides.
So, yeah. So, in my mind, that's what she signed up for. She shouldn't be able to escape there and be this faceless assassin who is also Arya Stark. So, that's my thing with Arya. I just think she kind of cheated there. If it ends up like she gets away with it, that's fine. Like, that's cool. I just don't think that that's how it should have been, but that's okay. That being said, I think there's a slim chance that like the faceless men kind of, or you know, the many faced god, the god of death, whatever you want to call it,
yeah,
kind of comes back to get Arya and just be like, you know, you stole from the many faced god, you're using the faces. We saw before she used the faces for her own personal gain, and the many faced god, the faceless men, they took her eyes, they made her go blind.
Yep.
And Jaqen at one point says, you know, the faces are as good as poison for someone. So if you're not no one and you're using the faces, they're as good as poison. Poison kills you. So I could see her dying because of that.
I think Arya Stark dies.
Okay.
I think she bites off more than she can chew. I think she's been, like, similar to what you've been saying, she's been going at it and kind of like skirting everything. You know, she's down there with the Hound. She's gotten away with so much. I think that she's just above that sweet spot where she is pretty vital. But in terms of comparison to Sansa, I don't think she's nearly as vital as Sansa. She's kind of like the wild card that everyone likes. But I think that in this season, we even see her in the trailer running scared, bloody face through what we think might be the Crypts. I think that her time comes this season.
Yeah, and, you know, she's going to have good moments. We see her in the newest promo. We see her reunite with Jon. That's going to be a great moment.
I think she's, yeah. And that, I think she's maybe comforting Jon.
Yeah.
After some tough...
And, you know, she'll probably cross off a name or two off her list. But I think Arya this season will not survive to the end.
Got it. Do you want to quickly... What have we not put up yet?
So we have... I'm going to put one up tonight as soon as we finish up here. And then we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... We have 7 more remaining. So we have... Jaime Lannister and Cersei Lannister.
Got it.
We have Bran Stark.
Got it.
Tyrion Lannister. And then the big three players of Daenerys, Jon, and the Night King.
Holy cannoli.
So we're going to put the polls up. We're going to be done by the premiere. But just a quick, you know, guess for what we think is going to happen here. Just
We'll have another preview theory pod. But quick, if you want to run down the names real quick.
So... Jaime, I think he dies.
Yep, I agree.
Completes his arc. Cersei definitely is going to die. She can't win, in my mind. Bran, I think he survives. You know, he's the Three-Eyed Raven. He's so unique. He's vital to the endgame. He's going to survive. Tyrion is a tough one because he is not, you know... I mean, he's important, for sure. And he's important for the endgame, but I don't think he's that important... That he can't die. And I think he would hurt a lot, obviously. And
how does Tyrion Lannister die, though? You know, like by a sword?
I don't know. I mean,
by a dragon?
Yeah, he's escaped death a lot. So I think he survives, but
I think it's a 50-50.
He's in that target range, but he's at like the top of it, like
the very top.
Yeah,
like it would be an unnecessary potentially, but. All right, so we're all in agreement. I think we're in agreement in the first three. I think it's 50-50 for Tyrion.
And then the last three are the most important. Daenerys, Jon, the Night King. I'll start with the Night King because, I don't think that the White Walkers win.
Yeah.
I think if that was the point of the story, it would kind of be really upsetting, really depressing. I don't know. I just think that's not what this is about. So I think the Night King will die. Between Jon and Daenerys, I mean, this is the hardest thing to say.
This is the hardest question in entertainment history.
Yeah, right, but... I think there. I don't see an ending where both of them survive. I mean, yeah, they could, but again, I don't think that's what this story is. I don't think this is a love story. I think this is, you know,
Game of Thrones.
There's pain. People die. This is what Game of Thrones is. So I think Daenerys will die. I think Jon will live. You know, it could go either way.
I'm gonna go reverse.
You're gonna go reverse.
I'm gonna agree with everything you said in these final seven. I'll take Daenerys. You can take Jon.
Okay. I think there's no... I don't think both of them live. I'll say that. But
yeah,
I'll
I agree.
Take Jon,
you
got to
pick one. Got it. All right. There it is. The madness, man. It's upon us. 13 days from recording today till we get started. Cannot wait. We'll be ripping out a few more preview pods as well as always right after Thrones will always be live right after. So if you don't hear us until then, after episode one, tune in. We'll put out the link. You can listen live and then the next day as well. But for everyone listening here, follow. What's the Twitter one more time for us?
It's at right after GOT.
So much good content we're pouring out. Curry is just nonstop pouring out great content, including screenshots from leaked promos today. All really good stuff. Thanks for listening. We cannot wait to get underway for season 8 and wrap this thing up. But till next time, for Curry, I'm Matt Datz. Join us again right after Thrones.